Roger. Go ahead there, Emil. VE1 Echo Papa, VE5RJM. Yeah, so Christmas is all over and done with there. Hopefully everything went well for you guys. It was all good here. So, had a full house. Anyways, back to you there, Emil. VE1 Echo Papa, VE5RJM.
Yeah, very good. I just realized you're not connected to the Canada Hub. Is there an upcoming net or something? Over.
No, we had a little QRM coming through, but I just reconnected here now, just prior to you calling. So we're back connected again. Email, back to you.
Yeah, I did hear a spurt of keying up, and I think it came from the Freestar network that was still connected, so I temporarily disconnected them. Okay, we're on the site monitoring. Thanks, Randy. One Echo Papa Portable.
Yeah, no problem. So what's on your agenda for today there, Emil? How's your Pico balloons doing there? V1EP, V5RJM.
Yeah, I'm still digesting the... we're going to use Bofang portables for the crossband repeat for the balloon launch. And so I'm just doing some investigating about the camera. Someone said we could probably put a cell phone on there, turn the camera on, and away it goes. Over.
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to have a fair bit of weight there, though, with everything that you say there. Does that make a difference there? Back to you.
No, as long as you have, it's a high altitude balloon, so it's only going to go up for a couple hours, and then hopefully when it comes down, we can retrieve it, hopefully. But if not, it should be interesting to see how far, stations can connect to it at 90 or 100,000 feet, 100,000 meters, I should say. It's almost 40 clicks up there. That's if it gets up there. You have to put the right amount of hydrogen in the balloon to take it up there. So even if your payload's a little heavier than 20 grams, you just calculate the lift plus additional 7 grams for the lift, and it should go up, and it goes up high enough, it'll just blow and come down. Then you need to parachute to make sure it comes down where you want it, over.
Interesting. Well, that sounds pretty cool. So who's going to be doing this setup there, over?
Yeah, we can't do it here, of course. I'm on the glide path of the Halifax International Airport. They'll probably take it to the valley where there's lots of farm fields. And I got a V1WX that's going to look after my forecast and wind currents and all that sort of stuff. So it should be interesting. And hopefully we can put it live on the air once we're active there, over. But it's going to be mid-summer or mid-spring at least. Till we get everything together and all the intel and the intelligent people. I'm certainly not one of them, over.
Well, don't cut yourself short there, Emil. You're doing lots of the work there, so reporting it and relaying stuff on to the rest of us, so that's awesome. And it would be nice to catch that live and see it being on the East Coast there. You might be able to get more contacts if it was more centralized, but you might get a contact or whatever on the, across the pond there. Hi. I never know. If it's well publicized, people will try. So it's going to be interesting, that's for sure. I'll have to keep note of it, the work that is being done there, and see if I can key into it as well there. 90,000 feet, I don't know, I can do the calculation too on that for the circumference of the Earth there. But we'll see how far that goes as far as elevation. But I take it somebody will be monitoring the whole time it's up there and all that sort of thing. So they'll be taking contacts, I guess, from a lot of stations. Interesting little project. And hopefully you guys can retrieve it. Otherwise, you'll lose a little bit of equipment there. Back to you.
Yeah, well, it will be reporting on APRS, so anybody can see it that's on APRS. And hopefully we'll be able to cross-link it into the talk group here, so you'll be able to at least hear the stations checking in from, whether they're from Newfoundland or from Quebec or down in the States. I mean, if you can talk to the ISS that's 200 kilometers away with 5 watts, it's hard to tell how far we'll be able to reach there. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, there's a calculation you can do online there for height. So height and frequency and power and all that sort of thing. I don't know offhand where that is now, but I did come across it. It allows for the circumference of the Earth. So it kind of gives you an estimate of how far the signal will reach. So it'd be nice to get contacts on the edge of it, that's for sure. So 90,000 feet, that's up there pretty, a little ways there, high. So that's like 3 times what the aircraft fly. So that's going to be pretty high. So I'd imagine, the Northern Hemisphere anyways, would be able to contact it. Back to you.
Hi, Tango Mike on the phone.
Yeah, very good there, Tom. Top of the morning. And I was going to say, Adrian and Scott, they sent up a high altitude balloon. I'm not sure how far they got, but they were able to reach, I think, almost to Texas, or mid-states anyway. I can't remember how far down east it covered, but I'll have to find out what their elevation was and how far they reached. And I think I sent a message to Adrian to see what wattage was put on the repeater for receiving and transmitting. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, good morning, Tom. So Oh, it'd be interesting to see, that's for sure. I'd have to get into that, maybe make a contact here on my own. That would be cool. That would be the longest contact I ever made. Well, besides the ISS, I guess. But that was a number of years ago already, so... But anyhow, it sure would be interesting to take part in that. So, yeah, I've got to make sure it's publicized well. So everyone's aware of it and that sort of thing. Once I know more information about it and links that might be set up there for the project, I can post it here on our system here and let everyone know and monitor that frequency there. So, yeah, it'd be nice to have a live feed there for it so a person can see when the actual launch takes place there. And all that sort of thing instead of, and then of course recording it, guy could edit it afterwards, but yeah, it'd be nice to get a live feed for sure. And over to you, Tom, for any comments there, VA5 Tango Mike in the group, VA5 RJM.
Roger. I'll just be in and out there, Randy. I got a text from George last night. He's snowbound or something, and so he needs a message to get through to Lyle. Lyle figured he could do the net tomorrow night if need be. Can you get a message through to him? Over.
I got the same message yesterday there from George, and I sent him Lyle's contact information there, so he should have it there, unless he's busy on holidays or whatever, but which is quite possible. So yeah, George has got all the information I have there for contact, so... He said he's going to be on it, so he might even been in contact with them already there, Tom. Back to you.
Okay, good enough. I did my part. All right, 73s, guys, and Happy New Year to the two of you and your families. And we'll catch up... Oh, maybe I'll talk to you next year there, Emil. VA5, Tango Mike off and monitoring.
Yeah, very good. Very good there, Tom. Thanks for bumping in there, Ralph. Anyway, Randy, I better get to my Picos. I have some more chores to do. I haven't even started on my Pico yet, so I better get to it. And, yeah, we'll keep you posted. And there's a couple of, actually, feeds of flights, videos on my QRZ, Section 1A and Section 2A. But those are, like, 3 hours long, but you can get a drift of what you may see there. Anyway, 7-3 for now, Randy. We'll be monitoring. One Echo Papa Portable.
Yeah, Roger. All right.